Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to The Kickoff, brought to you by TickPick. I'm your host, Dan Harris. With me is my producer and peanut farmer, Brendan Tuma. It is the Friday morning edition of The Kickoff, everybody, meaning it is time to talk about four players I'm higher on than our expert consensus rankings and four players I am lower on. But first, it is Thanksgiving as I record this, so I will just say that I hope you guys had a wonderful day with your friends or your family or however you choose to celebrate. And I and everyone here at Fantasy Pros is incredibly grateful for you guys just being a part of our community and listening and pretty much everything that we get to do with all of you. All right, let's get into it. Let me remind you that we are giving away a signed Deebo Samuel jersey. To be entered, all you need to do is leave a review for the podcast on Apple Podcast or CastBox, then go to fantasypros.com/kickoff. That's it. Subscribe to our YouTube channel over at youtube.com/fantasypros. You'll get three times the entries. Also, let me remind you about TickPick and how they are giving away season ticket packages to your favorite NFL team worth $3,000. They only have a few more days for this. They do a drawing at the end of the month, as they do every single month. And TickPick, remember, is the original no-fee ticket site. They're teaming up with Zip, the buy now, pay later service provider, to give away these five huge season ticket packages for the 2022 NFL season every single month. From now until February, they're going to do a drawing. They're going to pick one lucky winner a month for these tickets, again, to your favorite team, okay? Not random NFL tickets, to your favorite NFL team. Again, as I said, each package valued at $3,000. And if you want to enter, just go to tickpick.com/pros. That's tickpick.com/pros. All right, before we talk about my rankings, let's run through the big news items from Thanksgiving. Lions coach Dan Campbell said that DeAndre Swift sprained his shoulder. I'm sure all his fantasy managers know that he left pretty early, had just a few carries there. This is the same one that he had injured in Pittsburgh. He'll undergo tests, Campbell said. We'll wait and see. So we can hope for the best, obviously, and he'll have, you know, extra rest before his next game. But obviously, this is a little worrisome, as is the fact that Darren Waller exited with a knee injury and did not return. We don't have any specifics as I record this, but certainly he was not ruled out immediately at the very least, but he was not able to get back in there in the Raiders win. Zach Moss, meanwhile, was a healthy scratch. Again, man, investing in the Buffalo, you know, backfield is just a headache. And I record this before the Bills game is fully over, by the way. And neither running back has done much of anything as I record this. Devin Singletary has ripped off a few good runs, but man, let's just avoid this entire backfield. Meanwhile, Tre'Davious White suffered a knee injury. Again, we don't know the severity of it as I record this, but there are fears based on video. Again, Dr. David Chow, who comes on our Fantasy Bros podcast on Fridays, said that he fears for a torn ACL. So obviously take a look, but that would be a huge blow to the Buffalo defense. Meanwhile, Aaron Jones practiced again on a limited basis. There are rumblings that he may be a game time call. I do not expect him to suit up in this one, guys, given the fact that they have a bye the next week. So again, if you have AJ Dillon, you should be okay, in my opinion. If you have Aaron Jones, I wouldn't be expecting him to go here, regardless of these practice reports. Corey Davis didn't practice after suffering a groin injury on Wednesday, so let's monitor that. Ramondre Stevenson was added to Thursday's injury report with a knee issue. He got in a limited practice, so that's a big one, and we'll talk about Damien Harris in a bit. Elijah Mitchell was once again limited to practice, so we'll see about him. And a few players remain sidelined. Mike Evans with his back, A.J. Brown with his chest, Kadarius Toney with his quad, Sterling Shepard with his hamstring and quad, I think, or maybe just the quad at this point. Aaron Rodgers with his toe and Jeremy McNichols with his concussion. Of these players, the only one I actually expect to go, or the only two, I guess, are Mike Evans and Aaron Rodgers. I don't think Brown's going to be able to suit up here. I know they're holding out hope for it, but I just doubt it. I don't think Kadarius Toney is going to be able to go. Sterling Shepard doesn't seem close. And McNichols, again, we just haven't heard all that much about. Meanwhile, players returning to practice included Baker Mayfield, who's missed time with shoulder, foot, and groin injuries, and Donovan Peoples-Jones, which would be a nice boon to the Cleveland pass catchers. All right, four players I'm higher on than consensus, four I'm lower on. Let's start with Myles Gaskin, who I have at RB18 compared to RB22 for consensus. Look, his touches the last three games are 26, 15, and 26. I understand he is not efficient. I completely get it. 1.7, 2.2, and 3.9 yards per carry over his last three games. Panthers have been good against running backs. They've allowed the third fewest fantasy points to the position. But do what I always do, which is to look at the alternatives. Right behind him in my rankings are Miles Sanders, who, you know, I'm excited about a little bit here, but he does obviously come with question marks. Elijah Mitchell has health concerns right now. Ramondre Stevenson, again, has the cap on his touches, and he's also been added to the injury report. Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams, they have a direct split in work. And look, the Panthers are good against running backs. They're not unbeatable against running backs. I mean, Antonio Gibson looked very good against them last week. So did the Patriots running backs the week before. They've gotten torched a few times. I mean, admittedly, by Dalvin Cook and Ezekiel Elliott, of course. Gaskin isn't in the same universe as those guys or anything, but with his workload, he's somebody who is going to be in my lineups. I will say again that, you know, my Saturday projection sweep does move rankings around, and there's no chance Gaskin is going to move up from 18 for sure. So don't just take it today that he's going to be 18 in my rankings, but you can probably take it that I will be starting him and leaning toward him over the consensus. Another player I'm higher on is Rex Burkhead, who I have at RB34 compared to RB41 for consensus. I get that we do not want to start a Texans running back, but like start every running back against the Jets. Seriously, the Jets have allowed 21 touchdowns to running backs. 21. They give the most fantasy points to opposing running backs by a mile. Here is the best way I can get across just how bad they are. Okay. 19 running backs have had a touch against the New York Jets. 18 of them have scored double-digit fantasy points in half PPR formats, okay? The one that didn't, Zach Moss, who A, scored a touchdown in that game, and B, was one of three running backs who got work against them. The other two running backs in that game combined for 28 fantasy points. Burkhead got 18 carries last week. Phillip Lindsay is gone, and the Texans are favored in this game. You can start Rex Burkhead. Maybe you can even start David Johnson. The matchup is that good. Another guy I'm higher on is Brandon Ayuk, who I have at wide receiver 26 as opposed to wide receiver 31 for the consensus. I'm just in on Brandon Ayuk, I guess. I'm surprised he's that low in consensus. I mean, in two of his last three games, he has at least six targets, 85 yards, and a touchdown. Now he goes against Minnesota, a team that gives up the third most fantasy points to wide receivers, and a team that's been really, really bad against them lately. I mean, the most fantasy points to wide receivers over the last month. That is everywhere. That is perimeter, slot, wherever. They did get Patrick Peterson back. I get that. And chances are that Ayuk is going to see him a little bit just based on where they line up, probably about roughly half the time maybe in that. But it really shouldn't matter all that much. I mean, all wide receivers, you know, you've got Ayuk, you've got Deebo Samuel, George Kittle as a pass catcher. I just think that they're all going to be able to go nuts here in a game that might be a shootout. So this is a game where I'm starting Ayuk. I have very few hesitations about it, and I expect his ECR to rise as we get closer to Sunday. Finally, I am higher on Laviska Shenault, who I have at wide receiver 40 compared to wide receiver 46 for the consensus. Two things here with this one. First is the matchup. The Falcons are reeling, and they have given up the seventh most fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. And now with Jamal Agnew's season-ending injury, it sounds like Shenault's going to be moving back sort of to the slot, which is where he needs to be. And he's coming off a decent game. Five catches, 50 yards, and he ran more routes out of the slot than on the perimeter for the first time since week four in that game. The Jaguars rarely throw multiple touchdown passes in the game. There is a cap for sure on his upside, but moving back to the slot with the matchup, that's enough for me to consider him a solid rather than a borderline flex. All right, a few players I'm lower on. They include Damian Harris, who I ranked at RB27 compared to RB23. Tennessee allows the fourth fewest fantasy points to opposing running backs, and he is basically splitting snaps and splitting drives with Ramondre Stevenson right now. That's what we saw against Atlanta. I think we can expect that to continue. He offers nothing in the passing game whatsoever, so he really needs a touchdown if he's going to give RB2 value, essentially, especially in this matchup. Now, one thing to monitor is the fact that Stevenson is on the injury report, as we said. And if he's out or if he's limited, that might make a difference. But for now, assuming Stevenson is a full go, he's just not somebody who I'm just jonesing to start. I'm also lower on T. Higgins, who I have ranked at wide receiver 24 to wide receiver 20. I'm surprised that consensus is 20. I mean, Higgins hasn't scored a touchdown since week two. He hasn't topped 100 yards this season. He has topped 62 yards receiving just twice. The Bengals are running the ball a ton, and there are plenty of mouths to feed in that offense. The Steelers are not necessarily a bad matchup. They've allowed the 10th most fantasy points to the position, but I do expect them to make life tough this week for Joe Burrow and company as they seek revenge for their embarrassing loss to the Bengals earlier in the year. Burrow averaged 6.7 yards per pass attempt over the last three games. It's just not a passing game to fear right now. And frankly, 24 really felt too high to me when I first did it. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him slide a little in my rankings. So if ECR stays where he is, I'm definitely going to be fading him pretty hard. I'm also lower on Rashad Bateman, who I have ranked at wide receiver 37 compared to wide receiver 31. Nothing against Bateman here. Honestly, he's done nothing to deserve being moved down in rankings or anything like that. He's got at least six targets in every game. He's almost always productive. But with Hollywood Brown healthy on a normal week, he's what, probably a solid wide receiver 3. He just drops a bit now because there are just really decent options in that range, right? I mean, we talked about Ayuk. There's Elijah Moore. Marvin Jones is the really good matchup. Ben Jefferson is a guy you're going to start now. It's just crowded in that area of wide receivers. No shame for Bateman. I'm not going out of my way to avoid him. Just not quite as high in him as everybody else. Finally, I'm lower on Javonte Williams, who the consensus has at 19. I have at 23. Really sort of a similar thing here for Williams. There's nothing against him. We know what he's going to give us, but he's going to rank behind Melvin Gordon for me and Elijah Mitchell and Miles Sanders with no Jordan Howard. And the Chargers, of course, have a run defense that's been torched all year, but they have been a little tougher lately as they've gotten a little healthier here. I mean, Najee Harris just 39 yards rushing, right? And Dalvin Cook, 24 carries for 94 yards. That's not crazy. Jordan Howard, 17 for 71. Fine. Damien Harris, 23 carries for 80 yards. They're still giving up touchdowns, but it's a crapshoot as to who's going to get them between Gordon and Williams. So it's not a full fade, but I'm just proceeding a little more cautiously here with Javonte Williams. That's going to do it for today's show, guys. Don't forget to go to tickpick.com/pros, where TickPick and Zip have teamed up to give away those 5 season ticket NFL packages for the 2022 season. TickPick.com/pros. And, you know, guys, it's free to enter. So make sure you don't forget before the end of the month. Thank you for listening, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you had a great holiday. I'll talk to you again on Monday.